Continuing in the halachot of Tvilat Kelim, Shipudim ve'askelaot shetzolim alehem basar chayavim v'tvila, kevan shamachal nogea bahem b'shat atzliya, v'chen tavniyot afiyah, reshatot v'sir aguda uga, chayavim v'tvila b'vracha. Shipudim, that's skewers, barbecue skewers with which we roast meat, are chayavim b'tvila, without any question, they are obligated in tvila, since the food itself touches the skewers and they get ready on the spot to be eaten. So that is the requirement that's needed for tvila. Matznem she'osim bo tznimim, o toster she'osim bo tostim, yatbilum ve'libracha. Now, we're going to get into the issue now of electric utensils. What do we do in that case? So first of all, he brings here in the Sefer Or LaHalacha, Or Halacha, that let's say a panini maker, you know, those toasters that you open and close, does that require tevila? After all, it seems like it should, because it's something that you prepare food in it and the food is immediately ready to be eaten, and it's the food itself is touching the kli itself, so it requires tevila. Right? So now, it says over here, yatbilum delo bracha, that the tvila should be without bracha. Why? Why should it be without bracha? Without getting into the question yet of what do we do if it'll get ruined if we immerse it in the water. He brings here an interesting svara. He says, kevan sheledata gaon Rav Moshe Feinstein b'shelot u'tshuvot igrot Moshe, patur kli ze mitvila. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his igrot Moshe says that a panini maker or such a type of a toaster is totally patur from tvilat kelim, kevan shegam biladav ra'ui halechem le'achila. Because as we said, even though it does prepare the food, but the food is really ready to be eaten even without putting it, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a piece of bread, right? A slice of bread that you like it to be toasted. It doesn't mean that it's making it ready to be eaten. You could eat it even if it's not toasted. So he says, since it's ra'ui anyway le'achila, af shelema'ase nir'eh shetzarich le'atbilo, even though, according to most other poskim, it seems like that you should be tovel such a toaster or a panini maker, mikol makom lo yevarechu al hatvila, but bracha should not be said because of the svara that Rav Moshe Feinstein says. Ve'im yesh chashash she'im yatbilem yitkalkelu. Now, if there is a chashash that if you're going to immerse it, it's going to get ruined. Yitnem le'uman Yisrael she'yefarekem v'yarkivem mechadash u'kedin klei chashmal. So then we have to go in to discuss in general what is the halakha when it comes to electric kelim. What are the ways around that we can do in order not to, if we are worried to do the actual tevila, what can we do? So one of the ways is to give it to a Uman Yisrael, to a professional who is a Jew. Tell him, listen, I need you to take it apart and to, you know, make sure everything is fine and to put it back together. Once he puts it back together, it is as if the Yisrael is the one, not as if, lema'ase, it's the Yisrael who made the keli at this point, and mimela, it does not require any tevila, because whatever was before became nullified, became cancelled with the dismantling of the kli. So that's one way to do it. But in general, I would like to just address that from what he says over here. Kli chashmali asher nilkach min agoy shehu kli seuda sheba b'maga yashir im ha'ochel ve'ose peula be'ochel muchan o machshiro le'achila, which means an electric keli, which, were it not for the fact that it's electric, would be vadai chayav in tvila. Yeshnan kama efsharuyot lishtamesh bo. There are a few options. Number one, le'atbil oto bibracha kmo kol kli hachayav b'tvila. If you're not worried about it, if it's the type that will not get ruined if it comes in contact with water, so then, okay, you have to do tevila. Number two, im efachet she'akli itkalkel me'atvila, but if you're worried that it's going to get ruined. So one way is yitno b'matana legoy, to give it as a matana to a goy, ve'achar kach yish'al oto mimenu, and then to borrow it back from him. כי השואל או השוכר כלים חדשים מן הגוי פטור מלהטבילם, כיוון שלא קנה אותם להיות שלו. Being that you did not acquire them to be officially yours with a kinyan that is yours, it's only borrowed, it's still considered under the be'alut, under the ownership of the goy. So mimela, it's not required, it doesn't require tevila, right? Because number one, the goy is not chayav in tevila. Number two, it's not yours. So therefore, it's not, like we explained before, it's not a matter of kashrut over here. It's a matter of chiyuv tevila, because it came from the be'alut of the Israel, of the goy into the be'alut of the Israel. Mimela, since in this case you don't have that, it's not officially yours, it would be patur from tevila. So he's going to say, so he says, first of all, that's the halakha that Rav Ovadia brings in Halichot Olam. Now, there are poskim that are cholek. Yesh cholkim she'en mo'il heter ze rak ad 30 yom. There are those that say that this heter of giving it b'matana legoy and to be shoel from the goy, so in that case, it only works up till 30 days, where we can still consider it begeder hash'ala. It will be still as a loan, as something that you only borrowed from the goy. She'le'achar zman, because after 30 days, after a certain point, ha'goy mityaesh, what happens? The goy says, okay, that Jew, he pulled another trick on me, right? And he's, you know, he's never going to bring it back to me anyway. I didn't care for it much. I don't know what he really meant to begin with. So le'achar zman, ha'goy mityaesh, ho'e takli she'kibel b'matana, eino mekabel b'chazara. I thought he gave me a gift, and now I see he borrowed it back, and he's not giving it back. L'chein ha'kli chozer li'ot kli she'kibel migoy v'chaya mitvila. So automatically what happens is, now it's once again a kli that he received from a goy into his ownership, and it's chayav tevila. So that only works up till 30 days. If you remember, once in 30 days, and you have that many friends to do it with, because it's not going to work with the same person, so that would be an option. A third option. Ulechol ha'shitot, im lakhu et ha'kli l'chashmelai she'yaseh bo melechet uman, like we referred to before. If you take that particular kli to a Jew who is an electrician, or, you know, he's a handyman, and he knows how to dismantle it and to fix whatever there needs to be fixed. She'efarek oto v'yarkiv oto be'ofen she'rak ba'al melacha yachol la'asot zot. It's important to note that it has to be a type of taking apart that only a professional would know how to put it back again. If, let's say, you just, you know, you take off one screw and you say, oh, and I put back the screw, now it's like I did it. Anybody could do that. That's not considered dismantling the kli. It has to be professionally done. If you can do that, if you can find someone to do that, ha'kli niftar mitevila. In this case, it becomes patur from tevila. Shegmar ha'melacha na'asa al yedei ha'yehudi, because the gmar melacha, the finishing touch, the putting back of the keli, is done by a Jew, and therefore it does not require tevila. However, there is a fourth point, and I think it's a very important point, although it is lenient. Ha'mekel shelo le'atbil kli shemechubar lechashmal, yesh lo al ma lismoch. One who is lenient, not to be matbil, not to be tovel, a kli that is chashmali at all, without even doing these options, these ways that we spoke about, yesh lo al ma sheismoch. He brings the words of the Halichot Olam. Rav Ovadia in Halichot Olam brings the shelot u'tshuvot chelkat Yaakov. He says, for example, a kumkum chashmali, an electric kettle, you know, with which you heat up water. He says, "Me'achar she'tashmisho hu al yedei she'mechabrim oto lechashmal ha'mechubar im ha'karka." Since the normal usage of it is to connect it to the electricity, which is mechubar la'karka, which is considered as if you're connecting it to the ground. En tzarich le'atbilo me'achar she'eno dome likli seuda. The Chilkat Yaakov says, in such a case, it doesn't require tvila, because such a type of kli is not similar to a regular clay seuda, which never has to be in a point where it is mechubar la'karka. He brings from Shelot u'Tshuvot Machaze Eliyahu, cholek al ze u'matzricho tevila, she'arei ha'kumkum meshamesh le'mayim gam le'achar nituko mehakir. He says, the Machaze Eliyahu, however, says that's a wrong svarat to say, because this particular kettle, even though, yes, you do have to plug it in, but it has usage even when it's not plugged in. You keep water in it. So what do we say? Who do we go like?
בשאלות ותשובות מנחת שלמה, that's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, כתב להקל כדברי החלקת יעקב. He's mekel like the Chelkat Yaakov. He says, Ho'il ve'ikar, as we mentioned this svara yesterday, ikar tashmish kli chashmali, u'b'sha'a shemechubar al yetet teka im akarka, nechshav lemechubar lekarka ve'no tzarich tevila.
Since most of the time, the main usage of this kli is when we plug it in, and that's considered mechubar lekarka, it comes out that this is a kli that does not really require tevila. And therefore, in Minchat Shlomo, katav liftor ha-mekarer mitvila. Let's say you have like a small fridge. A big fridge would not be chayav in tvila. That's kli ha-ra'ui lenachat, which is considered like karka because it's so heavy. But let's say you have a small fridge that is portable. So now, that should also be maybe requiring tevila. Says the Minchat Shlomo, it's patur. Mipeneshu kli ha-omed lenachat. It's also something that is meant to stay in one place. And it's not normal to move it from one place to another on a regular basis. And lachen eno chashuv kekle sehuda. So Rav Ovadia, I'll just...
Why?
Because sometimes you put food in it, you know, it might actually come in contact with food. It doesn't have to be kugler. Let's say something that you just eat from.
Just to keep it, just to...
Yeah, yeah. Let's say you have a bowl that you never cook with. You just eat from the bowl, right? So that bowl also is requiring tevila. So sometimes people use the mekarel to put, you know, fruits in it, you know, like in the, right? Could be. Otherwise, you're right. If it's, you know, if it's only for the purpose of holding bottles or something like that, so it never comes in contact with the food, you're right. That would be another svarat to say there would be patur, but altogether it is patur. And Rav Ovadia in Halichot Olam ends off by saying, again, in regards to kelim chashmaliim, shetov lehachmir hecha de'efshar lehatbil kumkum chashmali. He says it's better to be machmir. However, beram da'aka im yachnisenu b'mayim hu alu leitkalkel, tov sheiten oto b'matana legoy. Rav Ovadia says it's better to use that tactic of giving it to the goy v'yachzor v'yishalenu. However, we see from what he is saying, there are some that are medayek, that from the words of Rav Shlomo Zalman, from the words of Rav Ovadia, beofen she'alu liyot ba'ayot bishlom bayit. If let's say, you know, if you tell your wife, listen, where are you going with this? She asks you, I'm going to the mikvah. She says, what are you talking about? You're going to ruin it. And she starts a whole... So if there is any kind of problem of shlom bayit, or meriva u'machloket ben haben lahorim also, v'gam en efsharut latet et hakelim lagoy b'matana, and you don't have that option of giving it to a goy, yesh makom lehakel ishtamesh bekelim alalu lelo tevila. There is grounds to be mekel, to use these kelim without tevila, v'chen katav b'shut aseh lecharav. So that's in regards to kelim chashmalim. Rabbi Chanan Amar Kasher, Omer Atzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot et Yisrael, Lefichach Hirba Lahem Torah Mitzvot, Sheneemar, Adonai Chafetz Lema'an Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.